At Hope Cemetery in Barrie, Vermont, carloads of tourists creep along narrow lanes between thousands of elaborately designed headstones. The cemetery is a burial place and also a show place for the town that calls itself the granite center of the world. But increasingly, the world's granite is not coming from Barrie, and an industry that used to define the community is struggling to adjust to the global marketplace. Steve Zind of Vermont Public Radio reports.
Judy Chateau stands in her office at North Barrie Granite and thumbs through a catalog of Chinese-made memorials, shaking her head.
Look at this. $823 for two crypts. It would cost us several thousand dollars to manufacture that.
Chateau owns the company her father founded 60 years ago. Back then, most of the men in the area worked in the deep quarries and sprawling stone sheds that ring the town. Memorials are the bread and butter of the granite industry, and Barrie has produced a third of the headstones and mausoleums in the country. Out in the big shed at North Barrie Granite, Sylvain Mativier is marking the coarse edge of a stone he'll smooth into a memorial. Mativier says there are far fewer jobs than there were when he started 25 years ago. He blames imported granite.
I hear stories where you can get it delivered here, already made, cheaper than you can get it right here. Now, how's that possible?
A memorial like the 1,000-pound stone Mativier is working on would cost less than $250 to ship from China to a U.S. port. Duties and overland shipping add to the expense, but not enough to make up the difference between paying Mativier about $20 an hour plus benefits and the cost of having the same work done in China. The recent announcement that a memorial for Martin Luther King Jr. would use Chinese granite and craftsmen underscored the problem. Judy Chateau says she still uses hometown granite in the memorials she makes, but she's buying more imported stone, which is bad news for Barrie's quarries.
It's survival. I did at one point swear that I would not carry foreign granites, that I needed to preserve what Barrie was noted for.
Chateau recently laid off workers and downsized her company to concentrate on the kind of carving and ornamentation on display at Hope Cemetery.
That old third-generation craftsmanship that the foreign imports will never have.
Barrie's granite comes from quarries owned by Rock of Ages Corporation. The company's sales have fallen 20% in the last 2 years. It recently laid off a third of its quarry workers. Rock of Ages president and CEO Kurt Swenson says cheaper imported granite is only one of the industry's problems. A trend toward cremation instead of burials means fewer memorials are being purchased. And the death rate has reached historic lows. That's a trend Swenson says will change.
We're currently at a low, but going forward, if I may use what sounds like a business phrase to describe large numbers of deaths, the demographics are right.
Swenson says it may take a decade for that to happen and for the granite industry to recover. That seems like a long time to Robert Du Bois. He's about to head back to work as a stone carver, ending an annual winter layoff that used to last 2 weeks, but this year stretched to 10 as business has slowed.
I get worried, yeah. I mean, there's always going to be some manufacturing plants in town, but over the years, a lot have closed their doors.
At 43, Du Bois says he's not sure if he'll make it to retirement in Barrie's granite industry. For NPR News, I'm Steve Zind.